Welcome to the fourth Sunday of Advent. Christmas is just a couple days away. What is Advent meant for all of us? It is meant for us to receive Jesus in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, to be led closer to Jesus. In the gospel reading today, we hear of Mary visiting Elizabeth. And there's some historical and some structural purposes that need to be talked about, I think, in regards to why do we as Catholics honor Mary so greatly? And this is where you should start when you try to explain this to somebody. Because Elizabeth gave us the words to pray and to honor Mary. And why is that so important? Is that in the time of Jesus, Elizabeth was the wife of Zechariah. Zechariah was one of the highest priests in the Jewish tradition. Elizabeth was almost 90 years old. So all of those things combined meant she should be held in a very high place of honor. Mary should have been the one who came and greeted her with such honor. But Elizabeth turned it totally around. Why? What did it say in the reading? Filled with the Holy Spirit, she shared, "Hail Mary, full of grace. How has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord has come to me?" So we got beautiful pieces here of understanding why Mary, since the day that Jesus Christ was conceived in her womb, has become such an honored, beautiful person. Why? Because she leads us to Jesus. And there's a whole part of this whole story that has been resonating in me since about July, and that's trust. I've been receiving this message of trust pretty continually. And what did Joseph and Mary have to do through the whole nativity, the whole life of Jesus? They had to trust in the Lord. Where is our trust in the Lord? When she took off to go visit Elizabeth, did she know what she was going to see? She was told by the angel. She trusted. When Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem for the census, that's a 7-day journey with a normal 9-month pregnant wife. 7 days. Did they trust when they got there that they would have a place to have Jesus? Can you imagine the anxiety that Joseph went through as they looked for a place for them to sleep and to have this child? And then the baby comes and they're at this nativity of our Lord Jesus, the very first one, and what happens? The angels come and they sing their praises, his praises, to the shepherds. And the shepherds come and adore Jesus. A few days later, the kings come and bring these incredible gifts. Can you imagine being Mary and Joseph and seeing all of these things taking place in front of you to this child that we just were honored to have? Did they trust in the Lord? Yes, because right after that, Joseph got the message, take your child to Egypt, because if you don't, Herod's going to kill him. 30-day trip, one way. Did they trust in the Lord? I think what really resonated with me was, did they trust? Yes. Did they know the outcome? No. They had to trust that the outcome was God's will and it was God's way, and we're going to follow what God wants us to do. How does this all relate to us on our daily lives now, today? I was at the airport in the last few weeks, and this big burly dude is coming up the walkway in Atlanta, and he's got this t-shirt on, "Don't trust anyone." We have gotten to a point in our society where we rely upon ourselves and only ourselves. I get that way. We're planning our family things. We're planning our business. We're planning our goals for our retirement or our goals for our kids' college education. What, you fill in the blank. We're planning for all these things, and what do we want? What do I want? I want to know the outcome. When I make those plans, I think I'm in control, and I want to know the outcome. what ends up happening is trouble comes about somewhere, some way, somehow. And I am very commonly awakened in the middle of the night, my brain turns on, and I sit there and I ruminate in all the mess. And I think of all the stuff, and I'm trying to solve the problem. What did I not do? I did not include God in trying to solve the problem. And I'm going to tell you, the second I do, and I relate to God, and I relate the problem to Him, all of a sudden paths start to open up and they clear. So all I ask of us, we have a few days left of Advent. It's a busy time. It's noisy. Find 10 minutes somewhere of silence to let God speak to you. Find time to study some scripture. The readings this week leading up to Christmas and Christmas are beautiful readings. Read them and meditate on them. And pray. Pray to Mary to lead you closer to her son, Jesus Christ, because that's what she'll do. Amen.